Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're getting ready to answer your listener questions, including a great question from down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, about if the Christmas party is worth it for college students on a tight budget. Hear our answer in just a second, but first a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Believe it or not, guys, we are down to only 70 days to go until Marathon Weekend 2018, where many lizards are going to take over the Walt Disney World Resort, running 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, and fulls. We're going to have a great time, and I get excited every time I look down at my phone when I get a call, place a text, post to social media. Every time I touch that Apple device, I'm excited for my next trip, and you can do exactly the same. Drop by virtualmickey.com today to turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now. Again, over at virtualmickey.com. Today's show also brought to you by your friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time to book that next Disney adventure, work with the best. And that's the folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1241 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanks, as always, for dropping in. It's time, of course, to answer your listener questions. Before we get to the questions, I did want to send a huge shout-out to all the folks who are on the Be Our Guest Podcast Lizards training for the Wine and Dine Half Marathon weekend. Also, many people are deep into Marathon weekend training with just 70 days to go until Marathon. Just want to send a shout-out to everybody out there. You may be listening during a run today. And I know that this is like where the miles start amping up, and training really does start to get serious and gets tough. If you're having a rough time with your training, don't sweat it. I promise you, you are going to get there. You're going to have a great time at Wine and Dine or at Marathon Weekend. Probably not going to have such a great time at the Lightside Half Marathon Weekend out in Disneyland. Shouldn't have said that, but we'll talk about that later. But I'm just saying, you know, training is tough. And I've been there because I've had some rough training sessions myself from time to time. But you will make it. Just move on to the next day, take that next step, run that next mile, and the races will be here before you know it. We all carry each other to the finish lines with smiles, with laughs, and it's a great time. You're going to get your bling. You're going to get your pictures. So no matter what, if you're out there, we're proud of you, Lizard. You're killing it. So keep up the great work. So proud to be teammates with over 1,200 fellow listeners here on the Be Our Guest Podcast. So just shout out to Mike, who puts everything together, Mr. Mike Bankhead, our captain, and all the other folks who add so much to the team. All right, that said, runners, keep it going. We're going to get you through another, probably 3 or 4 miles here during the show. Joining me today to answer your listener questions, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less, freshly returned from Walt Disney World. What's up, Ricky?
Am I home? I wish I was still in Disney. I'm just gonna say.
Doesn't everybody wish they were still in Disney?
I mean, I like you guys, but I wish I was still at Disney. That's right.
Well, if you can't be in Disney, at least you can be here, right?
At least I can be with friends. See, that's exciting.
There you go.
So,
always
silver lining, right?
That's it. All yes. Right. If you got to dispense your Disney knowledge. You went down there, you know, to get
I have
to
lots
questions.
Of knowledge. I learned a lot of things on this trip, so be prepared. I think you're going to hear about it on Friday.
Good deal. And also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Happy Wednesday, Pam. How's it going?
Happy Wednesday. Happy to be here. We have been having beautiful weather here in the Pittsburgh area, and I'd like to comment on that when it happens, because you know it doesn't typically happen. And spent some time in the city this past weekend, so was happy to do that. And looking forward now to doing this. I am actually leaving this week for my Royal Caribbean cruise. So
where are you heading? What ship?
We are on the Allure, the beautiful Allure of the Seas, which is an Oasis class. And that's that awesome class that has the Central Park in the middle, which happens to be my favorite part of any ship, anywhere in the world. Yeah, it is. It's very cool. And we're heading to ports that we have been to many, many a time before. But there's so much to do on that ship. I don't care if this is going to be parked outside my house for like the next 7 days. I mean, I'd be like, awesome, I'm on it. So anyways, it'll be great and we'll be looking forward to it.
All right. Shout out also to Sherry, who's in our chat, who's always with us when we do these B Lives. We appreciate her so much. She's going to be out there volunteering as usual for that's Wine awesome. And Dine Half Marathon. That's one of the things I'm going to miss the most about not running Wine and Dine this year is seeing Sherry out on the course, giving her a big sweaty hug with Kelly and Cliff. And, you know, we'll see her down at Marathon Weekend. She's going to be out there cheering. Kelly's running her first marathon. Yay. We're crazy. Why do we do this? But it's going to be, it's all worth it in the end when we get our bling. So anyway, let's get to the listener questions. That's why you're here. We're heading down, as I said in the ad read, down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Roll Tide to Stephanie's question. Hi, Mike and crew. I have a couple of questions for you. I'm a broke college student going to Disney during winter break with a fellow broke college student as our graduation celebration. Do you think it is worth it to splurge for the Christmas party? And also, how far ahead should we purchase the tickets if you do recommend it? Thanks for all your help, Steph. So I led this one off because I think this is a tough question because it is pricey to go to the Christmas party. And I was thinking, you know, here's my thoughts, and I'm going to let you two give your thoughts as well. I would say there's plenty to do outside of the Christmas party if money's super tight. Because the thing is that you can go see decorations at Fort Wilderness, at the Grand Floridian, at the Contemporary, especially the Wilderness Lodge, Animal Kingdom Lodge. You can do many, many Christmas activities outside of the Christmas party and have that included in what you've already paid for your Disney vacation. So if money's tight, you can still get just as much of the Christmas spirit without going to that party. That being said, the Christmas party's awesome, but it's a splurge. And when money's tight, that's something I think you could definitely do without. So oh, look, she's calling in. Steffi's on the line. Line two. She's dialing for dollars. Now that's it. Oh, look, she's dying to get this one answered. Do we have a third caller wins a free vacation?
Who has a house phone?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. What's up? I've never heard one of those for like the last 10 years. Anyway, so Steffi, hang tight. We're going to put you on line three on hold there while Ricky gives you your answer. So, Ricky, what do you say
that
to this
was client? The answer calling in.
That was.
That's it. Something that's it. With the answer. Thankfully, you don't have to listen to our answers.
No.
It's probably the good answer.
Great. That's awesome. What do you say, Ricky? God. I say you can do without this thing.
I actually kind of agree with you. I've done both now the Halloween party and the Christmas party within the past couple of years. And I feel like the Christmas party is great, but I just feel like there's something missing from it. You know, I can't put my finger on what it is, but I feel like there's just something that's just not quite there. So I say skip the Christmas party. You can still see the castle lights, the projection, which by the way, just a note, they are putting the lights up.
Are.
So I don't want anybody to fear, you know, I said last episode that I hadn't seen them putting the Christmas lights up. I have verification since I was just there. The lights are up, so yay! They were like really, you know, covert with that crane this year, though it seems. So anyway, so I'm gonna say you can see the Frozen Holiday Wish castle projection or castle lights up. You can still see that during the day. I think you're gonna get a lot out of maybe going to Epcot and seeing, you know, what they have to offer. You've got the new thing at Disney's Hollywood Studios, which they're already putting up the Christmas lights for that on Sunset right now because there's the new Sunset Showcase. I almost would have said Sunset Showcase Showdown, but that's not the right thing. dude, they should totally do
mashup.
That's just
Price is right.
$1.
So they're gonna do that. So I think that there's plenty that you can see. As you said, Mike, you can go to the resorts and experience, you know, that too. So, and I think Caroline has good advice too. You can book a dinner at California Grill and watch the fireworks from there if that's what you're really wanting to see too. So,
but they don't let, I don't think California Grill lets broke college students even go up to the top floor.
Yeah, watch. You can go up and sit at the bar area right there and order appetizers and hello, broke college student can do that. So.
When I was a broke college student, I was lucky to get a taco at Taco Bell. Are you kidding me? I couldn't get sushi for like $20. Are you kidding?
I mean, you could split a couple appetizers and be good. I do that all the time with Brian. And I, you know, when we're being frugal, which is frequently. So
hey, Ricky's a one percenter. Anyway, let's go to.
No, I
am not. She goes to Disney quite often now. You notice where she stays? It, I'm just saying. She stayed at the Polynesian.
Yeah, where I stayed at the Polynesian. I know. That's Grand it. Floridian. It's all thanks to Florence. Let's just be perfectly honest. So.
That's it. All right. We'll talk about that on Friday. Yeah. Pam, real quick, what do you say to this? Because, I mean, you probably have or maybe know a broke college student or two. I know one.
I do know one, and she still lives in my home.
It's true.
And then one lives in your home.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I have one, too.
So I will say, I think that here's the thing that I love the Christmas party for, and you can decide whether these things are important to you. First of all, the Christmas parade. If that's something that's important to you, the only time you're going to see that, unless you're going to be there during Christmas week, will be at the Christmas party. So that's something to think about for that. The fireworks, as mentioned, of course, you can see them outside of the Magic Kingdom in areas like the beach at the Polynesian or even the beach at the Grand Floridian or some of the other dining locations. But if you want to be up there and in person and in the middle of the magic, as Disney says, you're going to want to be in the Magic Kingdom for that. And then also just kind of the atmosphere of the party is kind of cool to be there. You know, you get the hot cocoa and cookies. You get just people are, you know, happy. They're kind of happy. They're celebrating the holidays. They're jolly, if you will. So you get to do all that. There's snow on Main Street, all of that stuff. So if any of that's really important to you, then those are the reasons why I think the Christmas party is important. If you're really trying to save money, though, that's an easy thing to cut afterwards, and you can always fill in with activities that are free.
All right, let's go to Karen. She says, hi, gang. Hope you all are doing well. I'll be visiting the world over Christmas break, staying at Port Orleans Riverside. It's a room-only reservation, and I'm saving a little by purchasing Disney gift cards at Target, where I can get a 5% discount. Please go to DisneyGiftCard.com and combine those for your whoever's making the payments. Just saying. This is a little public service, free option. And it keeps you only have to keep track of one account instead of 57 gift cards. It's great for
That's
everybody.
So, if you lose, you're not in danger of losing one.
Mm-hmm. And I've definitely lost gift cards before that are Disney ones.
I think I've mentioned that somebody brought me just a sack full of them at a church one time to run. I was like, oh, man. Okay, anyway, I think she listens. I love you, Melody. I will call you out. Let's see. So I'm concerned about online check-in, however. Will they automatically charge my room to my charge card on file on check-in day? Should I not do online check-in and go to the desk with my gift cards as soon as I arrive? Karen's up in Michigan, 350 miles away from Pam. All right. So, Pam, you guys have this. You guys pay with gift cards quite often, I believe, on your Disney vacations, right? So how do you handle that? Because when you have a room-only reservation, balance is due upon check-in rather than a package where it's due 30 days prior.
Right. So I always pay everything off before I get there because I'm psycho like that. I can't, that's me. So we never arrive with the balance due in the room. So, but I totally get it. I totally understand. And here's the other thing that happens, regardless of whether you're checking in on a room only reservation with a balance or it's, you know, the night before and you need to pay off some things because you can't put a Disney gift card really on the room. They'll ask that you put a credit card down, even if you're going to pay with Disney gift cards. Because at that point, there's nothing to apply the gift card to. You don't have anything. So what I would do is I would head to the resort if you want to pay with gift cards, the balance that is on that reservation. I would head to the resort and pay off the balance. Now, the other thing you can do is sometimes what happens is on midnight, the night before you check out, that's kind of when they charge your credit card for all the charges that you've made throughout your stay. And because you've had a credit card down there, you'll want to go down to the front desk and again, let them know that you're paying with a gift card. And even if they've charged your credit card, they can refund it and recharge to the gift card. So I know that was a kind of a long way around to kind of explain the, go down to the front desk. But yeah. I want to explain two different scenarios that may come up for you.
And just give a heads up, that's your plan. I don't know, because there's so many different cast members that will work your account, you know, throughout your stay. It's not one person, mm-hmm. your entire stay, but just give them a heads up.
Exactly.
All right, next we're heading to Alyssa. She says, hi, Mike. I found the BOGP after the original hosts of WDW Today decided to hang it up, and I'm so glad I did. Now I'm a lizard in training for my first ever half marathon, and your podcast keeps me entertained on my 40-minute commute each day. Woo. Way to be, Alyssa. We're almost like Matt, Mike, and Len.
Oh, we almost. Are.
We're kind of. Who am I out of the four? Who am I? Ricky.
Who am I? Who do you want to be?
I guess I could be Matt because he's kind of the guy that, you know, read the questions.
I guess.
Is that okay? So, Ricky, then who are you? You get to pick your own.
I don't know.
All right, listeners, it's up to you. Who's Pam and who's Ricky?
I want drawing plans.
We're sure. Ladies.
I don't know.
But you don't drink.
I don't drink, and I'm definitely not a genius. So
are you
I don't think I fit into that category either. So
can you tell us your IQ?
Yeah, it's not the same as Len's, let me tell you.
Anyway, let's get to the question. I have to amuse myself sometimes, you know, when recording. My questions are around the pros and cons of participating in a martial arts competition at Disney. The U.S. Open is a big tournament that's held at Coronado Springs each year, and it's scheduled for July 5 through 7 of next summer. My husband, two sons, who will be 16 and 13, and I are all black belts, and we normally compete in karate tournaments around the Midwest. See, it's good to know that we have listeners that are black belts, just in case we need them.
Yes.
Like, we could put out a call. Like, we could just be surrounded by black belts if needed.
That seems like a good plan.
I'm just saying, and you never know. There could be, you know, speaking of Ron Burgundy, you know that scene in Anchorman where they have the big brawl with all the network stars? See, we'd have a good fight there. We'd bring them in with lizard shirts, and we'd be good. Anyway. I just got to entertain myself.
Kill the guy with a trident.
That's it. You always got to watch the weather, man. Anyway, the homepage for the competition advertises that there's a special rate available at Coronado Springs and that discounted park passes are also available. So in particular order, here are my questions. Number one, we normally do visit the parks in July. Husband and I are both teachers, but it's always been the third week in July. How much more crowded are the parks during this time frame? So she's looking right around the 4th of July. That's when we usually go. And it's weird because I don't get the logic with this. But when we go, like, right after the 4th of July, the crowds do not seem bad at all. And we get to see the 4th of July fireworks. Pam, I know you've been down there with us a lot of those times. I mean, it seems not bad right after the 4th of July. I don't get it because I would think it would be more crowded because people would be surrounding the holiday. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think maybe it's not the first place that some folks think about when they think about traveling for the 4th of July. And I don't want to even say this, but I don't know why, because hello, the fireworks at my hometown,
right?
They are in comparison, I will just say. I mean, Pittsburgh has some lovely, lovely fireworks. We have the Three Rivers there, and they're set to music and blah, blah, blah. But I'm just saying, they're no Disney display, so I don't know.
All right, let's get to number two. What do you think about the status of Coronado Springs construction will be by next July? If it's going to be a significant hassle, is the discounted room rate worth it? So, Ricky, what do you think about that? Just look into the crystal ball, you know, 9 months down the line. What do you think? Is it going to be similar? Is it ever going to be as major as, say, Caribbean Beach right now? What do you think?
I don't think it'll be as major as Caribbean Beach. I think Caribbean Beach is really taking the brunt of all of the construction, to be perfectly honest. I think that Coronado is definitely seeing its fair share, but it's not, I don't know. I feel like it's a little bit more, it's definitely more manageable, all things considered. So I would personally consider staying at Coronado, but that's just me. So I wouldn't necessarily maybe consider staying at Caribbean Beach this point, but I mean, that's right now. Who knows what it's going to be in July over there too, so I don't know. I would definitely stay at Coronado, though. I think it's gonna be okay.
You know, a couple things. You're getting a discounted rate at Coronado, plus that's the home of the competition, which is going to make it super easy to go back and forth to your room. So I would, and the location just to get to the parks is amazing. Coronado, I love Coronado, and you got great dining on site. So just a third question.
Well, I can have
my grill. Okay, yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I like it all. You know, I think the Pepper Market's really good too. It's underrated. Well, and the pool bar. Okay, so number three here, last question. Is a trip like this something that a travel agent could book for us, or since the room rate and park passes are discounted through the competition, do we have to go through their webpage to do it? I'm sure I'll have more questions, but that's probably as many as you have time for. Thanks in advance. Alyssa's in Wisconsin, which is roughly a 10-hour drive from Pittsburgh, but more importantly, a 3-hour flight from Orlando, because let's be honest, we are so not making a 21-hour drive even to see the mouse.
Yeah, I'm with you, girl.
There you go. The airplane sounds good. Okay, so Pam, tell her about this. When you have these, because I mean, there's a competition for everything at Walt Disney World. There's cheerleading, there's soccer, there's football, there's everything. How do those things work when it comes to booking, when there's a certain group that has a discounted rate on tickets and rooms and so forth like that?
So most of the time like that, you're going to have to go through that organization to book it. They've kind of arranged those rates for you. And that's the way it goes. Now, a travel agent can book a lot of rates that people don't necessarily think of. And that includes things like annual pass holder room rates and Florida resident room rates and even the cruise rates for Florida residents. And we can book rooms with a military discount on Walt Disney World property. These are all things that traditionally I think people don't think about when they think about booking with a travel agent. But for things like that, we absolutely can book those. But for those special rates that you may get through like a sports competition or things like that, you're going to want to go ahead and contact those folks and they'll be able to assist.
It's kind of the same, but like how we're working with our lizards for Marathon Weekend. You know, we've negotiated a group rate with Disney. And so to get that group rate, you have to book through us. You know, that's kind of how it is. That's why we have such an outstanding rate. Or we should we did have such an outstanding rate. Those things went fast because they were great deals.
I checked the other day and they're like, yeah, we have a room here on the 4th and another one here on the 7th. And I'm like, I don't think that's really going to help anybody.
Yeah. Right? Well, am I going to be, where am I sleeping on the, you know, in the, like in the beach? At,
on the 5th and the 6th, you're out of luck.
Exactly. Right. We did that one show about sleeping on the beach at Bay Lake. I'm just saying, you have to do it for a couple nights. All right, next question's from Laurie, one of our great lizards who runs a half marathon about every 3 days. I think she's done 50 states, the territories, and half of Europe at this point. She's an amazing runner and such an encouragement to everybody on the lizards. I just want to say hi to Laurie. She says, hi, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. I love the podcast and all the great tips for Disney travel. I finally have a question. I'll be staying at Port Orleans French Quarter on April 19th and 20th. I will then be moving to Old Key West for April 21 through 25. So excited. This will be my first time staying at a deluxe resort. My question is the following. Will Bell Services arrange to have my bags taken over to Old Key West, or will I have to take them with me as I check in? About what time should I expect my bags to be delivered? I'm running Star Wars Dark Side races and will need to make sure the luggage is all delivered by the evening. Thanks so much for a great podcast. I listen on the way to work and on my training runs. I guarantee you, Laurie's listening on a run right now. So, Laurie, go, go, go. You inspire me. Laurie's in North Canton, Ohio, which is about 90 miles from Pam. All right, Pam, so you are the queen of the split stays. Tell Laurie that everything is going to be A-OK.
It will be A-OK. They will assist with a transport of your luggage. Just go ahead, give Bell Services a call and tell them where you're going to be moving to, and they'll arrange that for you. The one thing you may have to do, especially at Old Key West, because they have kind of an odd setup, is when you get there, go ahead and check with Bell Services to see if your luggage has been delivered, and hopefully they will go ahead and take you to your room, because they have those little motorized carts. Your room can be quite a ways away from the check-in area, especially at Old Key West. And I mean, I do see people schlepping luggage, but girl, I don't want to see you do that. Bell Services to help. No,
take the golf cart, man. That is, especially we were in the very back of Old Key West, and while we loved it, I think we took an Uber to Olivia's one night.
It was a 35-minute walk.
It was a $17 Uber ride just from our room up to have dinner.
Shocking. You went through three other resorts on the way.
That's it. So. I was like, man, I didn't know we had to go through Disney Springs to get there. Anyway.
That's right. It may have been your Uber driver, but whatever.
I'm just saying. Exactly. He hosed us. That's how it went. Anyway, Megan's got the next question. It says, question for the lounge expert. Who could that be? All right, let's see what happens here. I'm Mike, Ricky, and Pam. This question is for the BOGP lounge expert, Pam. My husband and I are headed down to Disney for Christmas and want to know Pam's top lounges for apps, snacks, and drinks. We like a relaxed atmosphere. This reminds me of this commercial that's playing right now for, I think it's direct. No, it's Dish. No, it's a Sling TV where the guy comes up. He's like, I want a microbrew. No, a nano brew. No, I want something that's fruity, but not too fruity. Tastes like leather, not shoe leather, like a belt. Anyway, that commercial cracks me up every time. She says, we like a relaxed atmosphere, a great view, and good drinks. We love Nomad Lounge and Geyser Point. And actually, we have somebody tuned in from Geyser Point. Rogers McAfee's listening right now from Geyser Point, so winning.
Awesome.
We love Nomad Lounge at Geyser Point, and we'll be doing those again for sure this trip. We have annual passes, so no worry on location or park hopping. We're 2 for 2 on questions asked and answered, and look to your advice on Riverside last summer over Caribbean Beach with the construction. So glad that we did that. Thanks for always bringing a smile to my day and for making the countdowns go a little quicker with all you guys do. Take care, Megan. All right, so Nomad Lounge, Geyser Point, really high on their list. Maybe okay. Give them two more, Pam. What do you think?
All right. So I'm going to tell you, first of all, I'm not above making any restaurant my lounge, I will say. Right. If I want to order appetizer and drinks, I want to order appetizer and drinks. And that's what I'll order. But anyways, I'm going to give you a couple. First, I'm going to give you Mr. Jock Lindsay's because it's just a fantastic place to hang out. I really just love being there. Like the music, like the atmosphere. There's nods to so many Indiana Jones things. Love that. And it's just kind of a cool place to be. I think that they have some interesting food. Not a ton. They have some interesting drinks, and their descriptions of them are as interesting as the drinks themselves. It really depends on what you're looking for there. But I will absolutely give Jock Lindsay's a nod. And then I'll give you another one over at the Wilderness Lodge. It's Territory Lounge. They have good food and good drinks. They have a cheese fondue that my family makes, uses for dinner as our dinner many times. They have a good beer list, a good wine list, and they also have good mixed drinks. And again, it's another fantastic location. Make sure you look up the ceiling, check out the bear on either side of the bar. And after you're done, when it's dark out in particular, make sure you go outside and look at the beautiful Wilderness Lodge and that fantastic waterfall and just the surrounding areas. And guess what? You can also catch the electric water pageant from there too. So plan your visit and check out those things and have fun. There's so many great lodges at Disney World, but don't limit yourself to the lounges. Even if all you want is appetizer and drink, there's many, many locations around Walt Disney World that are happy to provide. So.
And Ricky, what's the update on the new one at the studios? That's something to check out just because it's new. You know, it's exciting, right?
It is. And if you want to hear more about it, you can hear more about it on Friday's show. Just go to
Totally Plug It. Teaser. Yeah. There you go. Okay. I want to hear more. I will be tuned in. I promise.
Absolutely.
That's it. Yes. That's called the teaser. All right. Heather's got the next question. Hi, Mike. Heather from New Hampshire here. A friend and I are headed to Florida November 29th through December 4th. My friend has never been to Disney as an adult, and we're planning to spend a full day at the Magic Kingdom on December 2nd and a full day at Universal. I want to fit in as much Christmas Disney magic into the trip as possible. I recently bought a home in Kissimmee, so we're not staying on site. We plan to do Disney Springs a few times and also spend at least a day touring the resorts to see the holiday decorations. We're planning to use Uber to get to the Disney area, but would like to use Disney transportation to get from resort to resort. Can you give me any tips on touring the resorts? Will I be able to use Disney transportation even though I'm not staying at the resorts? I would love to hear your opinion on which resorts are not to be missed and any other must-do holiday experiences that don't require a park ticket. Love the show, and I'm looking forward to your answers, Heather. All right, Ricky, so what do you think? Technically, the answer is you're not supposed to use Disney transportation unless you're an on-site guest. Nobody's checking to get on a bus. You know, I think you're going to be fine there, to be honest. You know, it's not costing anybody anything. But what do you say? Because they don't have park tickets, but they want to soak all the magic of the Christmas season in.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, like you said, you may not be technically supposed to use Disney transportation, but they're not going to check to make sure you are. So I would say that would be okay. If for some reason you just didn't feel comfortable with it, you know, you could always do Uber, or you could do the minivans, which, you know, that's pretty easy. Actually, when I was down there, I pulled up my Disney experience when I logged on, and because I was on Disney property, it automatically served me like an ad about the Lyft program with Walt Disney World. So I thought that was really interesting, by the way. So, but I think that by utilizing the transportation, you can definitely see a lot of the resorts and get your experience that way.
I would say definitely don't miss Wilderness Lodge and Grand Floridian. Those are my two. Pam, any others to not miss if you're taking in, you know, as much Disney Christmas spirit as possible without going into the parks?
I really love the resorts in the Epcot area. I think Boardwalk, Beach Club, and Yacht Club are all worth seeing. If you're already there at Epcot, you can go ahead and take the boat or walk out through the International Gateway, and you can hit all three of those hotels in a relatively short period of time. They're all worth seeing.
All right, going to hit an instant question here from the chat from Bob Murphy. Question I don't really have an answer to, but I want to have the discussion because I don't know. He says, if you had a month to spend at Walt Disney World, which would be the better place to stay? Shades of Green or Fort Wilderness Campground? Now, for those of you that may not know, most people do, Shades of Green is a resort that is owned by the military, and it's for the military and their families. Really cool area because I believe the way the pricing structure is that the lower your rank in the armed services, the lower your cost. And so that, you know, you're making less. So I believe that you pay less to stay there. So I think I've heard from people that have stayed there that it is very, very nice. It is over near the Polynesian and the Grand Floridian in that area. It's the old Disney Golf Resort. The campground's awesome for a month. I don't know, Pam, have you ever seen Shades of Green? Have you been back there? You probably had a chance.
I have stayed at Shades of Green, but I've seen it recently. I actually stayed at Shades of Green when it was the golf resort. This is when I was a small child. We had gone down there and stayed at that and, keep up with the renovations and things like that. And the rooms are, a good size. The issue is that they're not considered an official on-property resort, so you don't get those on-site benefits that you do with staying at Fort Wilderness campgrounds. I'm thinking if you're staying there for a month, you're probably looking at, you know, renting an RV or how you have an RV or something like that. And just so you know, that guests who do stay at Fort Wilderness do have the ability to access all those on-site benefits, things like accessing your FastPass Plus arrangements at 60 days in advance, and you can make your dining at 180 days plus 10. They will not do it for your whole 30-day trip, but, you know, we'll consider that. You also have access to Disney's Magical Express, and other benefits like that you can add on the dining plan if you'd like. So those are all things that you may want to consider.
Good stuff. All right, real quick, we have another one from the chat. We want to hit this real quick. Just Carolyn's asking, and I think this will be good for everybody, just the basics of booking a bounce back when you're there. So, Pam, do you want to hit that real quick? Because we get this question quite often. Let's just get it out there for everybody.
So, first of all, if you're working with a Magic for Less travel agent, when you are there, when you arrive at the resort, if you see one that's in the room or if you don't, give your agent a call or a text. Tell them the potential dates that you would like to stay. So let's say for 2018, if you're going to be arriving in 2017, give them your potential dates and we'll be happy to book it while you're in the parks having a good time. So you don't have to worry about that. If you're not, you can always book a bounce back offer and transfer it to us or give us a call, even if you aren't one of our guests and you don't have a travel agent that you're typically working for. If you're looking for an agent, we got one for you. So just going to put that out there. Also, when you're there in the room, you'll look and there is a booklet that's typically in your room and it offers some information about the Walt Disney World Resort. It's actually the same book for just about all the resorts. It's kind of a generic, here's some information on the Walt Disney World Resort kind of book. And if you look through there, they often will have the bounce back offer right there in there. You can see it. But even if you don't see it, you can go ahead and call down to the front desk and they will offer you a number that you can call and ask about the availability of a bounce back offer. So it's not something you have to have the booklet in your room to go ahead and book. That's why we tell our guests to just shoot us an email, give us a call, something while they're there so that we can book it for them and you aren't wasting your time on hold.
Absolutely. Because, again, time is money on a Disney vacation. Right. You don't do that. You just shoot an email, shoot a text, and it's
we're at your service.
Exactly.
We're happy to do this for you.
We're not having fun. We're not getting ready to ride Space Mountain. We're sitting in the office, you know. So.
So if we have to be on the phone, it's okay.
If I've waited 2.5 hours to get an agent, I want to talk to them for the whole 90 minutes before they boot me back in the queue, so call me.
I know. For those of you who have tried to call into Disney in the past month or so, you will notice that the hold times are very high. And so we're, at this point, I think all of us are so used to it, not in a great way, but we'll be happy to add you to the list
exactly.
of things that we can, guess that we can assist when we're on the phone.
Here's how it went with my Pam last night. I turned to her because I was just, it was like 8:30 at night. I was trying to wrap a few things up before they closed. And I said, can it be an unusually high call volume if it's every day for the last 17 days? I mean, is that unusual or is it normal?
I think they have to take the unusual out.
That's what I'm saying. It's not unusual, right. But it happens every day. Anyway, let's get to the next question.
It's the norm. It can't be unusual.
That's what I'm saying. It's one or the other. I mean, it can't always be unusual. That
I don't think they know what that word means.
No. All right. Let's get the last question today. It's from Barbara. Hi, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. It's Barbara Hamilton from Massachusetts, owner of the Full House script from the Give Kids the World auction.
And good for you.
That's it. You shouldn't tell Pam where you live.
Yeah. And we've already chatted about it. I'm okay.
Okay, good. Yes. You've
got engaged this weekend, by the way, for those who missed it.
Nice.
At Disneyland. John Stamos did, just saying.
Oh, I thought you meant Barbara did.
No, no, okay. John Stamos.
Oh, he's not married?
No,
he was married to Rebecca or whatever,
no,
right?
Not in real life.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Anyway, she's 577.2 miles from Pittsburgh. So you can just put out a radius there, Pam, and, you know, point northeast and you'll figure it out. We originally had reservations at the Polynesian in January, but when discounts came out, there was none available. So we switched to the Beach Club and saved a lot. I would like a full balcony. I paid for a garden view. Is this an option when I do online check-in? Any other room suggestions? We stayed once on the bottom floor, probably as close to the International Gateway as possible. I liked that side of the resort. Okay, she has one other question. So, Pam, you've stayed at the Beach Club quite often. I know what she's talking about on the, you know, on the bottom floor there by the International Gateway. It's kind of like you see it right there by walks right past it. And I'm always thinking, man, that'd be a great place to be for marathon weekend. That's what I always say because the race goes right by there. But what do you say as far as she wants a full balcony? How do you go about advocating for yourself to get that?
So if you're looking for a ground floor, and I think that is what you're looking for, then you want to ask for a patio and specify that you would like to be on the ground floor. That's something that is a request. You know, it is possible, but I think that room requests are becoming a little more challenging to fulfill just because the resorts are always full. And when that's the case, then, of course, you know, there's a lot less juggling that can go on in that space. So that's something to think about. If you're happy with a full balcony, then you can say, you can specify that too, that that's important to you. Again, what you'll want to do is have you or your travel agent add to the reservation, the actual reservation record. You can call in to do that, or your travel agent can do that, and note your room request. You can also, when you get there, reiterate your room requests. Just talk to the cast member that you're dealing with and say, you know what, it's kind of important for me, blah, 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 and then put it out there. We always ask the guests to do this again because sometimes, even though we've diligently made the room request or faxed in resort request or whatever, faxed in room request, that inevitably Disney system drops some of those, and the cast member either doesn't know where to look to see those, or they just dropped the reservation when it transferred from travel company over to the resort. So that, by stating it a few times, you have the best opportunity to get your chosen location.
Yep. I have two tips for room requests. Again, just ask for what you're looking for. Don't mm-hmm. say, you know, I know touring plans, and we love touring plans. They sponsor the show, but they make very, you know, like, you know, southeast facing rooms on the second floor, you know, and that's great because it gives you, I mean, those are the rooms that fit certain criteria.
Yes.
But what I say is, you know, if you want a full balcony, ask for one, you know, to say, yes, I know that, you know, I might not get it, but it would mean a lot to me. I really come down to the Beach Club a lot. It's a great place. It makes it so much nicer for our trip. Just ask for whatever you're doing. Have your travel agent do that. And again, reiterate upon check-in, because that's your last chance, where if you don't have it, they can say, oh, you know what? I see one right here, you know, and that's like, they can just, mm-hmm. they can do that. So don't forget that. Okay. Last question she has here. What's your favorite dining in the Boardwalk Beach Club area besides Beaches and Cream for our first night's arrival? Probably something like ESPN, but it's a Sunday night during NFL playoffs, so that isn't going to happen most likely. Your thoughts? We'll be tired, so don't want to go too far. Thanks, Barbara. So the thing is, if you're staying at Beach Club, really, you open yourself up to any of the restaurants in World Showcase, because they're not much farther than walking over to the Boardwalk side, to be honest. And you also have the Swan and the Dolphin in there. And I, you know, I like the Fountain for a quick bite. I also like Via Napoli. You know, you could walk there just as quick as anywhere else. So, Ricky, where might you go besides, like, ESPN to grab a bite to eat that first night?
When did she say she's coming?
They are going to be there in January.
January. So you might want to try, depends on when it actually officially opens, but the new Ale and Compass restaurant that's going to be opening at the Yacht Club. Right? Yeah. Yacht Club. So you might want to try that. It was Captain's Grill. And so they're refurbishing that right now, and it's supposed to open in late fall. So hopefully January means that it'll be open, but I don't know. It's Disney, so they can push it back even more. But that would be my suggestion, because they're going to have a lounge there too. So, you know, if you wanted a quick bite, or if you wanted to go in for a full meal, you could do either.
Anything else, Pam? I mean, I know you're a huge fan of flying fish. It might be too. I think they're looking for something quicker and more casual.
Yeah, and I don't blame her. On the first night, I swear, if we can get to the room, drop our luggage, and like drag ourselves to some restaurant to eat, I figure it's a good day. Especially if we're getting that we get in, you know, kind of late afternoon, early evening. Another place, you know, Big River really is a location right there on the boardwalk. They just have burgers and salads and chicken sandwiches. Things like that. They also have a meatloaf that I hear is very good, and drinks like that. But they have an indoor and an outdoor location, and sometimes it's fun to just sit out there and like veg out, watch people walk by, have some decent food, and enjoy the atmosphere. Don't expect like a, you know, a flying fish kind of experience, but it's easy and it's quick and it's right there.
All right, let's gonna do it for today's listener questions. Thank you so much for sending those in. Awesome questions, guys. You did great. Now keep them coming, mike@brguestpodcast.com, and we'll get those answered here right away. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like, you know it, Theme Park News, Disney Edition. It's free. It's for iOS devices, and it's got great news like this. What's going on, Ricky? Pull something up quick. What
you
are we reading?
I knew that I was going to have to do this, and I'm not ready. Yeah. And you'd think that by now I would totally be ready.
It's only episode 1,241, but I'm just saying. We'll get the hang of it.
I've been doing this for this long. Hold on. I'm pulling up the news. Okay.
Yeah, well, while you're
so,
doing that, okay, go ahead.
This week, here is the news for this week. So a thrilling new adventure is coming to Star Tours. The adventures continue at Disney Hollywood Studios. Also at Disneyland, just so you know. It will place guests in the middle of an epic battle that is inspired by Star Wars The Last Jedi. It will debut on November 17th. And the action will take place on the planet of Crate. I'm guessing that's how you say that. And that's the new planet that you've seen in all the advertisements, trailers for Star Wars The Last Jedi. So
let me give you, and that's, so you can read that on Theme Park News Disney Edition, free app. Good stuff, Ricky. We appreciate that. So ride Star Tours if you're not, you know, prone to motion sickness, which I'll ride it once just so I can see this, hopefully. And I guarantee I won't go there. When that'll happen to me. I'll ride it twice.
You know, last time guaranteed? They did it so that everybody went to good. Jakku.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, I pulled that off. That look at me. I like got it.
We'll give that to you, really.
There you go. So everybody went to Jakku. And so I'm going to assume that for a while, everybody's going to get to go to Crate. And so that's kind of
so here's my thoughts. So again, Theme Park News, Disney Edition, check it out, virtualmickey.com. Put it on your device right now so you can know the news. So when you're around the water cooler, the virtual one, you know, you'd be like Ricky. You'd be a great vlogger. Anyway, so here's my thing. I've been thinking about The Last Jedi, okay, because I have my tickets for opening night, first showing in St. Louis, just like we always do. Watching it at the Galaxy Theater. I make sure I go to that theater because it's called Galaxy. It brings everything
of course, to one would do.
Oh, and there's a Chick-fil-A right outside of it, so I'm not lying. It's kind of a twofer. But here's the deal. I'm starting to freak out because I like right before The Force Awakens, like I had to all of a sudden come to the realization somebody I have loved my whole life is going to die in this movie. And like 3 days before I started like getting sick, I'm like, oh my gosh, one of the kids, Chewie's going to get killed or somebody, Han's going to get, you know, whoever. Somebody's going to, and I was like, man, they've been with me my whole life. I can't lose a character. Now I'm starting to freak out that Luke Skywalker is going to go to the dark side. There's too many things online that are showing that something's up. I don't know. I'm freaking out. I don't know any spoilers, so I'm not spoiling anybody. Don't email me about that. But I'm like, it can't happen. Like, that's my childhood. He cannot go to the dark side.
You know how he's discussing this? Like, you know, he's panicking about, you know, what character is going to go. That was us with Harry Potter and the seventh book. And they're like, oh, my God, who's going to die?
It can't happen. Harry Potter's death was slow and painful, but it was fine, right? I mean, it was good. I don't know. I don't even know. He was in some house with Slytherin or something. Anyway,
no,
so
he was definitely not in Slytherin.
Whatever.
No.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up. Don't forget, we appreciate it so much when you shop our Amazon affiliate link when you're buying all your Star Wars merchandise, or especially with the holiday season coming along. Please do bookmark that. That's going to help us so very much. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Please use that link for all of your online shopping. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Follow us on the social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram @BeOurGuestMike. And we've got an awesome Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to cut you loose. I'm going to, you know, start thinking about Star Wars a little more. The Last Jedi. Is it Rey? Is it Luke? What is going on? It's going to be a long couple of months. I can't wait, boy. It's going to be so much fun that, you know, because the lightsaber spoke to Rey. I don't know. So much to think about. But until then, we're going to come back on Friday. Ricky's going to tell us about her trip last weekend down to Walt Disney World. I think she even crossed, speaking of the dark side, went over to Universal too for a little bit. We won't talk much about that, but we'll talk some.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. We'll figure it out. We'll have a nice Disney balance, I promise you. So come back Friday for some great talk from Walt Disney World last weekend. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wish you an awesome Wednesday. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.